Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk Sundays, your favorite Sundays, every Sundays, most some days. I'm your host, Amanda, and this is my co-host with the most,
Val.
Val. And this is Real Talk Sundays, the podcast where Russian roulette meets, I don't know, I Googled it. And we give a safe place to talk to people from all walks of life about pretty much whatever the fuck we want. This episode, we're just spitting
this
the shit.
This is whatever the fuck we want.
This is whatever the fuck we want, dude. We need to take a brain break. There's a lot happening in our society. We can't put too much brain power behind it. You guys are tuning in to check, you know, to tune out. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to update in this episode just a little bit about my dating life. Valentine's Day, whatever the fuck that is. And then, of course, what's going on in the State of the Union in this, you know, interesting short
month. You think
month
they'll cancel February. Valentine's Day here soon?
No.
Oh,
For gay people, yes.
Yeah.
So for you, sorry about it. For me, sometimes.
Good thing I don't celebrate it anyways.
But yeah, so super excited about just honestly friend time and kicking the shit in my casual. This is fucking casual. These are one of my favorite socks. They have aliens on them that are beaming down marijuana leaves. And I hope one day to work for the company that distributed this. Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's been a busy fucking crazy couple weeks, dude.
Because
how are you?
You know why? Because people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Bam, bam, bam. It's so fucking true, honestly.
For real, though. I did it today.
Mm-hmm. With your
I boss. I RTS'd somebody today.
I RTS'd all over this conversation.
I don't think we've like ever said that.
Used it as a verb?
Yeah.
Quite frankly, too, I think that corresponds to my dating life. And again, I try not to let politics cross over into my dating life, but it is, I will tell you, a very great safety pool on and out. Like, I was on a date the other day. I posted this in PandaFan. So I saw this thing on TikTok, like, praise TikTok, honestly. I love TikTok for so many reasons. But this one bitch was like, you know what? You need to put on your fucking profile just like you're at, your Venmo, your Cash App, like whatever your at is. Just put it on there and make a fucking quip that's just like, bro, pay for my time or pay for my attention. Like, you got me. You Venmo me, you got my attention. And watch what comes in. She was like, do it till you get flagged. So I changed my profile and I put some shit like, don't come without, you know, don't ask for a foot pick if you can't pay for the petty. And I've gotten quite a few hits on that to where people are like, oh, okay, big tall. Okay, well, can I take you to get one? Can I? No, you can Venmo me. And this guy came out of the woodworks and was like, he was so smooth with it, like so quick with it. And he was like, I got $100 right now for you to get that pedicure if it means I could take you out after. And I was like, you have my attention,
We're
sir.
Paying for dates now?
And he said, you have my attention, sir. And we linked and we matched. And he was like, yeah. And he goes, well, now that I have your attention, can I have your phone number? And I was like, fuck. Like, okay. Like, yeah, actually. And so I give him my phone number and he hits me up. Sure shit, that fool cashed at me $100. I mean, I have a nice ass pedicure right now. It's beautiful. I had to send him, you know, a couple feet things. And then he took me out for a date after. Mm-hmm. And I meet him up and it's just tacos and, you know, just casual drinks and chit chat. He's very young. And then when I got there, I was just posting like, fuck, dude, something's off with this guy. Like, this kid's, I think he's autistic. Like, and then he is very much so, which there's nothing wrong with that. I like me a stimmy guy. Like, I love autism. I do. I fucks with it on several levels. There's some things I don't, but some things I do. And like, as far as it being an attribute in a dating
you're
partner,
you're gonna be fucking reported to APS here soon.
If they're like of age, what are you talking about? Well, like,
you know,
you know
what APS
what I mean?
Is?
I feel like it's somebody who takes advantage of people with disabilities.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the CPS for adults. I got that right.
Adult
but
protection.
No, like, what do you call it? High, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this is your area of expertise.
Oh, shit.
When you say high.
Yeah, I'm going to be reporting you.
When you say, like, high functioning.
Anonymously.
I mean, I'm talking about, like, somebody with autism who's, like, an adult and who's fully fine and functioning in society. Yeah, there's some quirks about them, right?
Or guardian.
Like,
or?
Oh, God. Right? The difference between, like, oh, do they have full-time care or no? Like, that's sometimes, I don't know. And quite frankly, when he was talking talking. Oh, I didn't know because he still lives at home and he's like 25. And I was like, there's a few things here. Okay. But he was fun. And we like walked around the complex. Like we went into the Lego store. We're fucking building shit. Okay,
this makes so much more sense because when you were saying that, I'm like, why are we at a Lego fucking store? I was not watching and not judging. I was judging the whole time.
It was my idea because we were walking around and it was freezing. And I could tell he had nothing else planned. Mm-hmm. And we like powered through those tacos, bro. I was like, I love tacos. Like, and he was like, great. And
especially free ones.
Especially free ones. I'll take the three of the carnitas, por favor. And we were walking around and it was freezing outside. And like, there seemed to be a lot of action happening in the Lego store. So we went in there and I love to, you know, I love to do that stuff too. And so I was like, let's build a spaceship. And then the guys judged our spaceships, right? And it was super fun. And, but at the end of the day, there was nothing there. And I was even asking him, like, I'm surprised that we matched because, like, you are super conservative, homegrown Idahoan, like, you know, military guy. Like, do you know? Did you read my profile? And I think all he saw was feet, dude. Right. He was like, foot fetish. And so, and I fucks with that, dude. I earned that pedicure. I'm continuing to earn my rewards and reap my benefits. Absolutely. It's mutually beneficial. And I was very clear with him. I was just like, so you know, I'm not looking to like, I love to date casually. I don't date exclusively. Mm-hmm. I think he's got this expectation we're going to sleep together. And so I got to set that clear and straight. Like, I was very upfront with him. That we didn't kiss goodnight or none of that. I was like,
dating.
You have a great night. Boop. Like, you have a great night. I'll see you later. And yeah, and so it's been whatever. And he wants to go out again on Sunday and build bracelets. I don't know. I kind of like bracelets.
No, like, you're not going.
Why not?
Because you're just leading him on. That's not good.
No, I was very clear about that. He wants to buy me toe rings and some ankle stuff. And then, of course, I would send him some pictures in those toe rings and ankle stuff and get a free bracelet out of it that's arts and craftsy and fun. As long as I'm straight up with him, too. And that was the thing, too. I had to tell him, stop calling me.
This is you. Because he kept calling me. This is you. Getting to eat your cake and eat it too.
Absolutely.
At someone else's expense.
No, I was very clear with him and he wants to proceed as planned. So I was very clear with him. I don't do relationships. I don't do this. You want to send me money and buy me shit for my feet while you get feet pictures and I get to have a good time and eat free tacos? Deal. And the next time too, we'll be very, I have to be more clear. And that's the thing I think with autism and understanding lack of social cues is I need to be so transparent with him. And I had to be too. I was like, I appreciate the text message. I don't like being called 3-4 times a day. That's not something I like. Please stop. Like I talk all day long. So I don't want to do
this
that.
This just seems like it's going to go wonky.
And if it goes wonky, I have to call it respectfully. I have to call it.
But he thinks he's going to have sex with you.
And that's the thing. I think this next time when we're making mm-hmm. bracelets, I have to be like, I want to talk to you about something. Do you have a second? Can I talk to you about something? So I get this feeling because of all the jokes that you're popping and all these quips and these innuendos, double entendres that I'm picking up that you're thinking we're going to have sex. And I just want to set the record straight. That's just not how I'm feeling towards this. I love what we're doing right now, which is feet stuff, bracelet stuff, hanging out stuff, joking stuff. And I also like that, you know, we get to have a good time and like I'm fine with picking up what you're putting down, but I don't think us moving forward with a physical relationship is fine. Is that something, you know, do you want to end that now or do you just want to, you know, continue doing what we're doing, which is the feet play and let him call the shot. He's got full autonomy. I've set my boundary. Doesn't go to a third date. Okay. If it does,
here's my next question. Do you think that is all like, is that like worth it to you on a Sunday to spend time with that guy?
If it's not, because right now I don't have anything going on.
This is why I ask, because I'm like, would it not be like make more sense to hang out with like someone like me on a Sunday?
If a better plan comes along, absolutely, yeah.
No, I know.
Do you want to hang out on Sunday?
No,
Oh, no? Okay, then.
I don't have any plans. We're already hanging
out
Friday
night.
Yeah, but do you get what I'm saying is like, do you think you do that because you have nothing planned or do you – this is a real question for, like, our listeners. Like, they need to understand you better. Or do you feel like that's, like, really pleasurable or, like, worth it? To me, in my opinion, that would be a waste of my fucking time. Mm-hmm. I would rather be X, Y, and Z, right? Like, again, if I was single or not single, it just seems like a waste of time.
Well, I guess it would come back to like your intent behind dating because I'm not trying to date to.
But that's what I'm saying. It seems still like a waste of time because you're not going to get sex out of it. You're not going to get anything.
But I'm getting, I got a beautiful like $100 pedicure, which, okay, so I did like a $75 pedicure, and then I went and got myself a coffee, and then I got congratulations. Some little treatsies, sweeties. I also got a pair of slippers. He got me a pair of slippers, and then anklet and toe rings, and then a cool little craft store that's next to the Lego
still
store.
Still doesn't seem worth it to me.
I was walking by, and I was like, oh my God, it's a make your own bracelet craft store. That looks so fun. And he was like, is that something you'd like to do? I was like, oh, me and my girlfriends would geek in there. That'd be so fun to do. And he's like, hey, you want to hit that craft store? Kudos to you for picking up what I'm putting down, because yeah, you didn't do that the rest of the night. But also, yeah, because I'm still getting reciprocity. It may not be sex. I don't want his sex. Mm-hmm. I want something else.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think for the probably, it's probably going to be 60 to 90 minutes on Sunday, depending mm-hmm. on what time. Yeah, I don't have really anything planned. I'm pretty good. Seems fun. It's been a good trade-off. I do want, I've been asking for a toe ring for a long time from the universe. Instead of just buying one, it's gifted to me, and I get to make a bracelet. So I think as of right now, I don't find it to be a waste of time. Because it's fun, it's engaging, mm-hmm. and I date for sport.
That was my next thing. This is my do cardio. You feel that wow. you do this, like these side ones, not like when you actually...
This is charity work, yeah. for sure. But I am getting...
No, not charity work. I was going to say, do you think it's because it lets you, like, be kind of an actress?
A little bit.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's I get to I do a lot. That. I get to have... I get.
That's what I'm saying, because you get off on that because you always wanted to go to a casting call and you never fucking did. Yeah. So now you get to do that for fun.
Vicariously.
Yeah. That was my psychology behind that. Of
a
like,
lot of times, too, I'm super transparent with them. Mm-hmm. I cut the shit with them real, too. But like for some reason, I also, too, I like to try out new stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll be as honest and upfront with this guy, and he'll still be like, yeah, but I still want to hang out. All right, then, fool. As long as we're clear, dude. Like, we're good. We're good. So I think that's the differentiation is like my inclination to date is super casual. I don't put any effort into like it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And right now it's still fun. And he is played by the rules.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I'm going to see what his next little shindig. And honestly, if something better comes along, absolutely. He's like, and I would let him know respectfully, not an hour before. I don't play that
shit. Yeah, he actually had something come up. I'm respectful about that. Yeah.
If something comes up Saturday night or like, someone's like, well, I really want to do this. So I'll be like, okay. An escape room with my friends? I'm sorry, man. I got it.
We need to do that again. Oh, you know what we still haven't done is the fucking, not the sorcerer, the fucking tarot reading that I said I wanted to do. Will.
In due time. But yeah, so that's my dating. And then, of course, that other guy, I think that's another one too, is like, TikTok meanwhile.
TikTok star.
We need to call him something. We need to call him something. We haven't had a name for him yet. I broke a few rules.
Dish soap, or not dish soap, fucking soap. Soapy.
Dish soap. Bathroom dish soap. Bathroom dispenser soap. God damn it. Yeah. Here's the thing. This is a red flag. Okay. You want to know fucking talk? Let's talk about red flags. All right. There's like, I've been fucking around with this guy. Okay. I've been fucking around with this guy. All right. I started fucking around with him, right before New Year's. Okay. A couple days before New Year's. I broke my cardinal rule. Which if you're dating for sport and you fuck for cardio, the rule is you cannot see this person consecutively within a certain amount of time. My rule of thumb is you can't see him more than one time in 5 days. It's got to be one mm-hmm. and then a week. It keeps the brevity, keeps the like allure, and also they're not getting too cozy. I broke that rule because there was a holiday and it threw me up. And I saw him and then I saw him again. Within 3 days. Like, I saw him twice in 3 days. Mm. That's way too... Nope. And for somebody that I don't want to date, that sets the wrong precedent, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's strictly physical. And both times went out to his spot. Both times accommodated him. It was late. It was booty call hour, right? But we genuinely kicked it. And we actually have a lot in common. The first list of red flags, that was the first time I hung out with him, fool didn't ask shit about me at all.
I thought you were going to say he doesn't have a bed, a real bed.
Okay. He just moved. But yeah. He just moved into the spot. And like he doesn't really have a bed.
So you're fucking on the couch.
Yeah. He's got a nice couch though, right? And like he's got a nice pad. Mm-hmm. He's got a nice setup. He's got his shit, right? He's a clean dude, which is why when I went to use the bathroom, I was a bit thrown when there was no soap in there. And I've been to his spot like 3 times. There's no soap in there. And the hand towels that are hanging are either like crusty or non-existent. And I'm like, what are you washing your hands on? I'm a chronic hand washer. Where are the hands? And there was no garbage can in there. And I was like, what? Well,
men don't need a garbage can.
What?
Because we need it for like tampons. We need it
for fucking booger wipes. For fucking taking shit.
We have a PSA right here is DM us and let us know if you're somebody that lives without soap in your bathroom. I'm just asking. I need to know. Because our other thoughts were, does he go in the kitchen and wash his hands after?
Yeah, cool.
Cool. But I don't think
that's
the case.
That's red flag.
That's all I know.
I thought you were going to do the trash can, not the soap. I don't want to know that.
I want people to DM us like,
that's fucking weird.
There might be another answer that they wash their hands in the kitchen. Not everyone's the same, Amanda. We try to say that and promote
that.
What
do you mean you're not washing your hands with soap after you use the bathroom in the bathroom?
I don't know. That's called there's something wrong. But I'm just saying, is there anybody else out there that might be? I don't know.
Let me know because I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're doing on Sunday. I don't know if you want to hang out with me twice in 3 days. That one for me was a bit fucked up, and I'm still stuck on it.
Just another PSA. She doesn't know if he washes his hands after he shits, but she lets him fucking touch her wherever. Who knows? So you don't know if he's washing his hand after he poops, but we're like, yeah, let's fuck.
Oh, my God. I wash our hands enough for both of us. It's fine. Oh, my God. Well,
you get a UTI, that's on you.
This is the thing, Val. Fuck, here's the thing, Val.
You got a UTI?
No, I haven't. No, but fuck, my body's like, nah, we're not feeling this guy. My pH is off. And usually that's one of my biggest indicators that that's just not somebody I need to continue to see. Whether it was like unprotected, protected, fingering, fucking oral, whatever type of interaction, if my body responds viscerally in any single way, that's not the guy for me. And there's a lot of times where my body makes me the indicator. And so that's another reason why I don't think I can see him. And I have to be very transparent with him too, because we vibe. I kick this shit with him. I like the way his brain works. He's talented. He's special. Like, he's a special person. I don't want to date him.
Especially dirty.
But there's some, yeah, I want to gift him that.
If you don't wash your hands after you poop, and I can't judge, like, I'm not like this crazy hand washer, but I wash my hands after that. Then you can't tell me the rest of your body's that clean.
The thing is, too, is after you go to use the bathroom, because...
Did you have, like, a toothbrush and toothpaste?
Yes, because I use my tip, my pro hack.
Oh, yeah.
You want to show my fucking pro hack, okay? If you're over at a guy's house and you were, like, out and about all night and you, like, want us to fresh down there, like, one, you have to do, like, a quick little... Right? You got to get crafty with it, especially, too, with toilet paper. Like, a little bit of water, a little bit of zit. But what I like to do is either pop a fresh piece of gum, if that, or majority of guys, I would say 98.9% of men, have some sort of toothpaste in their bathroom.
Yeah.
And you just take a little bit of that toothpaste, put it in, or you put it on your tongue. And get a little bit, and you put some in your front and your back. And so that way, when they're going down on you and they're feeling around, it's like this minty freshness. And you feel fresh. You feel like a little bit better. And it's a nice blend. It's a life hack. I swear by it. And quite frankly, I've had great reviews. So highly recommend, especially if you're like not able to liven up before before action happens. But
so if you've had toothpaste missing at your house.
It's only a little squeeze. Can you imagine? Oh my God, what is this?
It's toothpaste.
I'm kind of into some things. I like how fresh it makes me feel. But also, he would go to the bathroom because, like, I went to the bathroom several times. Like, I go to the bathroom and I'm coming out and I'm like, this fool's fucking using the shit. I have hand sanitizer in my purse. So I do. I've been doing that. And then, like, I heard the faucet go on and I'm in here like, does he have it under the sink? I looked under there. It's not under the sink.
You
no,
looked. I know you looked everywhere.
So all that to say, I gotta have.
I don't think she's gonna see him again. If she's not gonna have a real talk with him. She's gonna ghost him.
I don't know because that is a tendency that I do. I don't like that respect, but I get that all the time too. And so, but I do need to have a conversation because I do like the guy, like on a person-to-person level. He's a pretty dope ass dude. He's very talented, very creative. We vibe, we smoke, we get down, and like, he's a great fucking lay dude. But it's just not hitting. It's hard. It's different. And there's a little I'm good. But can we be friends?
Hey, and you got a couple of good lays out of it. Who cares?
Guy lays pipe. Yeah. I'll give him that, dude. And for some reason, my body's like, no, thank you. And I'm like, all right, buddy, I respect that. I respect that because we got a big year ahead of us, don't we? Like, I have to listen to her. It's very intuitive, that vagina. So intuitive. But also, you kind of hung me up when you said he doesn't wash his hands after he goes poop when he's fingering me. So I think that's a hook. I think that's something that I need to reflect on, Val. So I can't do that.
Someone's got to think about it for you. Someone's got to think of your fucking shit, dude. God. Thank goodness I'm here to think of those things for you because I got nothing else going on.
Public service announcement. But yes, which leads me to my Valentine's Day plans. And also, again, if you date for sport and you fuck for cardio and it's something where you're not looking for the one, everyone's like, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? First of all, fuck Valentine's Day.
Stupid.
And I don't mean that in the traditional sense of like, oh, because you don't have anybody to take you out. No, I mean like just in general. Mm-hmm. It's misconstrued. Every day should be a day you share in love kind of vibes. I'm a love child. Yeah. Why am I going to save it for February 14th to show people I love them? It's just a sense of obligation.
All the people buying flowers. It's so fucking stupid.
I love flowers on an off day.
I'm just saying, though.
Oh, my God, it's Tuesday.
All the fake relationships celebrate Valentine's Day. Ooh, was that not nice?
Hot take, hot take. I don't know. It's just something where it's like give or take it. Don't get me wrong, like on the day because it's such a big thing. If you don't even make me a handmade card or just stop me and say like, here's the things I love about you. I'm making your favorite fettuccine tonight because why not? You know what I mean? Or we're just going to do our favorite fucking vibe on the couch, watch TV, eat our favorite meal. Like whatever your coupledom thing is, sure. But you should go above and beyond consistently for your partner because you want to and you love them. And also, like, Valentine's Day is kind of a fucking joke. Like, I even Googled it, too. I was like, the origins of Valentine's Day are really, like, unclear. Nobody really – everyone has, like, their guesses. And then everyone, similar to, you know, other holidays, will be like, oh, fucking Hallmark. But they're saying that this was actually long before Hallmark. Hallmark didn't jump on it until, like, 1913. Hallmark was like, we got ourselves a fucking holiday. Oh. Like, let's sell some cards and bullshit. But, like, what do they call it? Lupercalia. And they said it, some Valentine's Day originated from the Roman festival Lupercalia, which was held in mid-February. And it was a fertility festival that involved animal sacrifice and ritualized sex play. And then they said, basically, over the years, others say Valentine's Day originated from execution of two men named Valentine by Roman Emperor Claudius II on February 14th in different years. But one of the men became a martyr in the Christian faith. But then it evolved basically from 14th, 15th century to modern day. And it's just like, okay. Like, there's really no depth to the holiday. So spend your money, sure. I love chocolates as much
as the next. Maybe they made this holiday so that, like, people stay together longer.
It's just a joke. Like, stop it. It's just
And that's how some people feel about Christmas, but they can suck my dick. So
no, Valentine's Day is for whoever. So my rule of Valentine's Day is never, ever, ever make a Valentine's Day priority around somebody that you're recently dating. If it's somebody, too, that you've been dating for, like, well, we've been together for, like, 3 months. Okay, then you're exclusively date. Are you exclusive? Are you actively, consistently dating them? Are you seeing them on a weekly by weekly?
Bitch,
you're fucking, okay. That's your own expectation then. Like, you need to set that expectation, but don't get your fucking titties in a wad when he doesn't do anything for Valentine's Day, bitch. Like, so for me, I say always say Valentine's Day for those that are, you know, in your inner circle. I have kids now, so Valentine's Day is always with my babies. Usually my dad will always, you know, he'll do a lobster dinner and we dress nice. We've done that the last couple years.
Aww.
We'll go over there. But yeah, and so just kind of I always save it for, or like the two Valentine's Day, you know, Dom went with me, my son went with me, daughter went with my, you know, kid's dad. Mm-hmm. And it was a really great way to show them how to properly execute a date. But we do a lot of dates often. So I never designate it to anybody that I'm seeing. I never schedule, and I also don't put so much heavy heart around
the day. When I think Valentine's Day, I think of like when we were in elementary school and you had to get the everyone in class. Like that was cute.
I choose you. Fucking Simpsons where he's passing out the little fucking trains and
didn't
shit.
Watch Simpsons
So I like that. But Valentine's Day is a fucking joke, and don't get your titties in a wad over it because quite frankly, it's Valentine's Day. It doesn't matter. True. It doesn't fucking matter. It's a made-up bullshit holiday, which looks like by two men. So, ironically, you should celebrate as much, you know, love for whoever, however you want. And save your fucking money, dude.
And also, we're not judging you if you celebrate it. Yeah. Kind of.
I mean, it was riddled with judgment, but yeah. I mean, do you. I don't give a fuck. But just love her on the off days, too.
Yes.
You know, love him.
Love her, love him or them every day. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. You don't need Valentine's Day to do that. Yeah, I'm going to put that on a shirt. Which, if you like any of our shirts, I've been updating our swag store consistently. It is something where, like, I know I didn't know we were
still doing that.
Oh, yeah. It's alive and well, dude. It's got all of our isms, all of our sayings. Mm-hmm. I am definitely wanting to still have it, like, formally graphic designed rather than just my sayings on our shirt.
Well, I told you.
Dude, yeah, I got all the info.
I've already tried to link you
There's,
to
like,
that.
Two different people that are willing to help us.
But
so.
We really do need to start wearing, like... Like, not every episode, but, like, yeah. We should probably, like,
wear our own some swag.
Yeah. I've thought about that lately. It's like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
But you know what I do is every time I get an RTS shirt, I don't wash clothes correctly, and it fucking ruins it. Yeah. So I'm going to be better about that.
Doing
laundry. 2025, yeah.
We're 2 months in. Well, at this, by the time this airs, 2 months in.
It'll be fine. I can still grow.
Laundry, dude, I fucking still hate change. Laundry. I tell myself all the time, I know that I will have made it when my laundry's not a huge issue for me to do. Like, somebody's going to come over and do my laundry. Or, like, I remember my boss used to have somebody come, get the laundry, go do it, fold it, and then drop it off. And, like, his maid would put it away. And I was like, quite frankly, I'd like that. I would rather clean my kitchen than do laundry. I will, in fact, do that just to procrastinate on my laundry.
Well, it's not the laundry itself. It's putting it away for me.
So, oh, it's the second half of the laundry.
So, my guest room, my brand new house, yeah. I was, like, showing a tour. Like, someone came to see it. Not a tour, but you get what I mean. Like, hey, come see my house.
The nickel tour.
And I was so fucking tired, had a rough day, and I was, like, I looked at them, and I go, I don't even care if you judge me. Those are clean clothes, but this is where they're staying right now. And they were just, like, Val, we're not judging. I'm, like, but I'm just telling you.
We listen, and we don't
That's
judge.
Where they're at.
We're the same.
I don't care anymore. I really don't.
And then you have that designated chair. Well, my space is not the chair because I use my chair. Is on top of my hamper because I have a hamper that latches clothes on. Mm-hmm. I'll put the gently worn stuff that I can absolutely wear again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's got a little bit of dog hair. And that shit, like, what are you supposed to fucking do with those clothes, man? Like, there needs to be a transition area in a closet. And this is why I can't wait to custom build my own home, because this is the shit I think about. There needs to be a space in my closet for that halfway full stuff. Like, it's got hooks because I need to see it all, because I stack it on top of each other and I'm like, fuck, where are those? And so I just get so frustrated with my own. It's gone.
I lose my undershirt all the time, you know, like a little tank. I never know where I put it, and I spend so much time trying to find it.
I fucking hate laundry, dude.
Yeah.
And sometimes, because I'm like on my minimalism ish, mm-hmm. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. It goes. I'm done with it.
I have too many clothes is the problem.
Yeah,
my mom came
shit.
And put our clothes away while we were in Cali.
I know. I believe
and I
that.
Said, Mom, don't do that. You didn't put them in the right place. Like, she mixed them all up in the dresser.
Thanks for the help. That's not help. I don't want your
no,
help.
No, I said I appreciate it so much, but you mixed our clothes. We don't mix our clothes. We're not crazy.
I know, Kayla's
Who would
clothes.
Mix? We have her side, my side.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry your mom didn't know that for your house.
I'm just saying.
Fucking nutty.
I let her know, though.
Oh, man. Your mom is such
She's
a saint.
She's the best. Anyways, I miss her.
Fuck laundry.
Fucking household tasks. You
I'm
know?
Over it. I'm over being an adult. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I think.
Oh, we fixed the disposal yesterday.
Yay!
Brand new house. Stopped working. There was a beer bottle cap in it. Mm-hmm. Wonder where that was from. I don't drink beer.
I don't drink beer with bottle caps.
I just don't drink beer.
We're more of a cork kind of side of it. Yep. But, like, I knew it was fucking her, too. You guys were bickering about that shit, too.
You guys were like, it's probably the shit you put down the drain. She was like, wasn't me.
Yes, it was, actually. did you put your hands down there?
No.
That's my
I watched a multiple YouTube videos, so that was me. And I said, okay, this is what you do.
I fucking love YouTube, dude. I love YouTube so goddamn much. Like, the hard part is right now is I'm in this, like, social media lull because I'm having to break up with TikTok, like, slowly but surely. Here's the thing. You're not on TikTok. You didn't even know.
Yes, I am. I've been on it.
You're not on
yes,
it.
Yes, I
on it.
Am. I went on a Bitch. Full – listen, I'm on our RTS. You know how you use RTS's Instagram as your own Instagram? I use RTS's TikTok as my own TikTok now. And I went on a doom scroll on Elon Musk. We don't have to go into this. We can.
Let's light that candle.
Okay, and then the segment can be your threesomes and –
Yeah, let's go.
So I went on a doom scroll on that.
Yeah, what
because
did you find?
I was a little, I'm having a little fear based. I caught myself being fear based, and I'm not typically like that. I became Amanda for a second, and I always make fun of you, like, hey, stop being fear based on these things. Just live in a fantasy world like me. So I went through it because of how he made the hand gesture. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I'm calling it because, okay. So I went on a fear-based doom scroll and it was like popping up videos of his brother. It was an interview years ago of his brother. His brother's wearing like a cowboy hat. They're just fucking weird. I'm going to tell you that That is a fact. That family is weird. I don't care what Democratic, Republican, liberal, whatever the fuck, independent, whatever you want to fucking be, that something's wrong. Okay?
Objectively, you're weird.
And I'm telling you
for
that.
Real. Yeah, say less.
When somebody and this is true, okay? Oh, I don't know if I can say this.
Why
when
not? You don't like it, take it okay. out.
When
fuck it.
Somebody is.
Fuck that fool.
When somebody. No, you can't say fuck that fool. Just listen. When somebody has a disability, okay?
Yes.
And their parents are talking about them or whatever they want to say, all the negative things. It is coming genetically at this point. So I'm trying to say this very nicely. It is in your DNA. It cycles through. So he's got a disability. And I watched the interview with his brother. His brother was a little off too.
Oh,
but
fuck, I love you.
Is Elon Musk a genius? Yes, I don't doubt that. I think that's factual. But if that's not autism, I don't know what is. And I can say I am a professional in this field that the whole family probably has something wrong. And that deems with developmental disabilities, mental illness, it all, you know, mental illness trickles down. That's real. So that's how I feel about it. And I have, what bothers me is I've seen, you should be so proud of me that I've been looking into this, is I have seen people posting against him saying, anyone that says he has autism, something's wrong with you because that doesn't justify anything. And I'm not saying it justifies anything he does, but I'm telling you, if you were a little bit more educated, you would understand what's wrong with him. Like, do you know what I mean? Is he scary? Yes, because he has no empathy. Yeah. That is what is scary, and that's what people are not talking about. They're just like, he did the Hitler sign. No. Let's forget all about that. He has no empathy. That's what you should be scared of.
He's a sociopath.
That's not what a sociopath
is.
No,
it's
not. It's
an aspect of sociopathic.
So you're saying people with autism are sociopathic?
No, I'm saying encompassing sociopath is lack of empathy, understanding, feeling for anybody but
right.
other than yourself.
But that doesn't mean you're a sociopath. People with autism have no empathy. There are people with autism that do not have empathy. It doesn't mean they're a sociopath.
So sociopathic tendency is how you'd like me to rephrase
I wouldn't say that, no.
That's not a sociopathic tendency?
No,
like
because then you're calling
autism
a child.
Autism aside.
Okay, autism aside.
A sociopathic tendency is no empathy for the other party. No feeling, care, worry in the world about how you, your actions, and how other people feel genuinely. That's sociopathic tendency. That's actually the definition of being a sociopath.
Well, then a narcissist would be a sociopath.
Has tendencies.
I'm just saying you're gonna start calling everyone a sociopath, then is where you're at with that.
Or has a sociopathic tendency.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like you can't generalize it.
I definitely think I would say then tendency to appease this argument.
Yes. Thank you. Because there are a lot of people with autism that do not have empathy.
Yeah.
Because everything in their mind is about them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, right?
Now, compound that by being a billionaire.
Right.
And completely tone deaf and completely removed.
Absolutely. In his own world. And he is living in revolution. Do I know the guy? Do you know the guy? No, I've never met him. Have you met him?
No.
Okay. So we don't know what's actually occurring in his mind. But my prediction is, he is so enthralled in this, and to see how excited he was on stage.
Yeah, his mannerisms.
He was stemming.
Yeah.
It reminded me of stemming. Again, anyone. I could get canceled for saying that because I saw it on social media. People were like, that's not stemming. Yeah, it is. It, no matter what, that is not normal social behavior. So that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He is enthralled. Enthralled is a great word.
Take that with a grain of autism, for sure. I see so much truth in this. Yes. Yeah, I haven't seen those comments about that.
And I did. I went really deep in it, and I was just scared because somebody that doesn't have empathy is somebody that could cause really horrible things. Yeah. Well, and that's why I was scared.
Have to, unfortunately, judge him by what he is showing us mm-hmm. with his community activity, you know, his activity within mm-hmm. our politics, his activity within German politics, European right. politics. He's got his hands in a lot of pot right mm-hmm. now. And unfortunately, he's stirring every single one. The hard part is Tesla funds a majority of his audacity mm-hmm. Because Tesla makes so much fucking money. No one's stopping this guy, right? Yes. And he's not only truly backing a lot of far-right narrative in America, he's backing it across the pond as well, which is very dangerous. And I think, I struggle with, regardless of whether or not he's got some sort of disability or understanding or he's just straight up not a good person. Mm-hmm. I don't know the guy, but he's continually showing not only me, but my counterparts, my cohorts, everybody in society mm-hmm. he's not a good person. The things he's saying in interviews, the things he's saying off the cuff, where he's backing his money, mm-hmm. It's just, it's not good. And I struggle too, because as a person who has been studying racism and fascism and feminism and all the isms, mm-hmm. like I'm trying to be educated.
You're
about
trying to
this.
Be as educated as you can.
Yeah. I don't want to talk out of my mm-hmm. fucking asshole on my own shit, right? And so he's coming up a lot in this narrative, and like people throw around all these terms, and we don't really know what they mean, and people are using them out of context. Mm-hmm. But like, you got to understand, if it comes down to even things like if you're buying Tesla, you're supporting Tesla, you are backing far-right activists mm-hmm. on both here and in Germany. And like, this guy is deliberately saying in interviews and with his actions, this is the type of shit he backs. He backs racism. Mm-hmm. He backs fascism. He backs divide. He backs hate. He backs evil. Like, objectively evil, which is so fucking scary for a 100 billionaire to do. And people get lost in the fact of how much fucking money this guy has. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to understand, what was it? If you made $1 a minute, you could spend 1,000,000 minutes, right? So $1 million, essentially. And how long would it take you to get that?
I don't know.
37 years.
Oh.
If you made $1 a minute for 1,000,000,000 minutes, how long would it take you?
I don't know. I'm not a math.
Thousands
scientist.
Of years. Oh, like, you got to talk like over 1,000 years. There's no way in your fucking lifetime, in your kid's lifetime. And that's just $1 a minute.
Oh, you're saying to how draw he, comparison, can't, he can't spend that money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that.
He
yeah.
can't spend it fast enough mm-hmm. on shit he doesn't give a fuck about. Like right. this guy will single-handedly, which is scary to think. Like, and you go off on political agenda here and this guy, you know, and all the whole he's putting the three biggest people who control our society and how we communicate with one another, mm-hmm. those are in front of his House of Representatives. Those are in front of his political party. Like, this is bass-ackwards and it's scary. And so I think the thing I'm getting, like, so frustrated with, Elon Musk aside, I truly do think that Elon – it's just me – Elon and Trump specifically – those are the magician's hands tricks, right? They're loud because we got a lot of other stuff cooking in the background mm-hmm. and moving. And like my TikTok has been so near and dear to my heart the last 4 and 5 years. Seeing what's happening on it even in the last 2 weeks is a bit, you know, it's a bit upsetting. Both the like dick chain pull mm-hmm. that was, we're taking it away, the political, I call it PR stunt because that's exactly what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's
yeah.
a great distraction for a lot of shit that's going on. This guy is, I mean, it's a mess. It's a hot mess. And all of us are so scattered and still busy bickering and being factioned and arguing amongst ourselves that we're missing opportunities to stand against our legislation. We're missing opportunities on even understanding what the fuck this guy's even signing and getting mm-hmm. into office. We are completely distracted mm-hmm. and divided and it's scary. And we're doing it and globally now too. And then you add on top of that, compounding all that with censorship yeah. to where – no, it's not censored. Yes, it is censored. No, it's not censored.
Right.
Yes, it is censored.
Well, and my thing is
how scary that can
get. I'm disappointed in myself because I never do that. And it got to me that I think I'm like mad at myself because I always tell everyone, well, they want you to do that, but they want you to do all this.
Spin TikTok up.
That, yeah. And I
to create narrative around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I was super upset that I fell into it for a second, but I came out. But I think that's what's so bothersome is you're right. This is what they want us to be like this.
Yeah.
So and that like, we don't do anything.
What's the line between ignorance is bliss and willful ignorance? You know what I mean? Like at what point are you just like willfully putting your head under the sand so that you can just find some peace? Or like we'll continually talk about how it doesn't really matter until it's in your fucking face. Mm-hmm. By the time it's in your fucking face, it's too late. Mm-hmm. You missed all the opportunities to go vote or to go stand against or to go sign that bill or play that petition or show up to that fucking, you know, that rally.
Yeah. But just like yesterday.
Yeah. I was like,
I didn't know that was happening.
She was like,
I didn't even know that was happening. But my thing, can we hit that for a second? That happened here in Idaho.
What specifically? Tell the people who don't have context.
What is it called? Add the words.
It was a respectful protest or, you know, just a stand, a rise to add the words to our legislation.
And I'm not saying anything bad against that, but add the words, that's not what I'm concerned about. But hey, I don't want to speak because I don't follow and support
add the words community to what, though?
For the gender, like into
To acknowledge to more than just male and female. Yeah.
But that wouldn't be my concern right now, personally, as someone that's in it.
Not yours, but
no,
your
I'm
siblings,
just I'm just talking
friends.
Out loud, like of someone that is in a same-sex relationship. That wouldn't be my first concern, but it's other people's concern.
Yeah.
But that's just life. You know what I mean?
It's all, honestly, too, like they're cousins. You know what I'm saying? If this shit... And the way we're handling it, the way we're approaching this, add the words, you know, just making sure that everybody, which is a representation of feminism. This is a representation of feminism, okay? And you are a self-proclaimed feminist. Why wouldn't it? You know what I mean? And that's, I guess, the understanding and where I challenge you. It's like, that doesn't really concern me. You advocate for feminism. You're a feminist. It should matter.
I'm saying it's not on my priority list.
Yeah, and my question is, why not?
Because they're trying to take away marriage of same sex, adding
you
the
don't
words.
Have to choose.
Yes,
like,
I can. I'm saying on my priority list, that's not on it.
But as far as just giving a fuck.
Right. I'm just saying for what I'm worried about personally, if it's my views, is not. It's right here.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying fuck it. Don't fucking go to that.
No.
I'm
it's just
saying
like,
it's not on my radar right now.
Because it doesn't affect you directly.
Right, and something is going to affect me directly. So, of course, that's on top of my list because it affects me directly.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how life goes. Like, I'm going to be upset when that happens, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like as far as it, because it's not a priority, is it something that you just wouldn't give time to or attention to or votes to? Or
no,
like,
I'm just saying it's not my number, what's on my mind right now.
But you would go, like, so if we wanted to go to rally, because she wants us to go to another one too. They have another one coming in, though. It is
if
not
I
for
if I wasn't scared that someone was gonna
marriage.
Shoot us, I would probably. We're in Idaho, dude.
So you think there's gonna be violence at these things?
Maybe. I'm not confirming there is. I'm saying maybe. It's a higher chance.
Yeah,
because there's more people against it. But that's again fear. Fear based.
Sure. There's really no way to move, unfortunately, to move forward. I think that's something I get so tired of is, like, I get bummed out with lacks of call to action, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that's a frustrating part for me, too, is you go on these spiels or you'll listen to people on these rants and then there's no CTA. Mm-hmm. There's no, okay, then what the fuck do we do? So I really do admire the creators and the people out there who are like, call this number, go to this address, find your local, you know, representative's phone number, leave this scripted message that we have for you on this PDF, and they allow you to take those additional steps and give you groups to, you know, to reach out to. It's the lack of call to action, but we're all to a point, too, where it's like, okay, then now what? We all agree. Shit is to the left, both nationally and on a state level. What the fuck's our next step? Because for right now, all of the confusion on the next immediate action step, there is none. We take inaction because we don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not just supposed to sit here and let your marriage to your wife mm-hmm. become illegitimate because you two are women. Like, we can't just sit here and let that happen.
I know. It's crazy.
And we can't bury our head under the sand and be like, well, and that's the thing, Val, that's not my priority either. Right. But I love you and I married you and I'm not, and like, I will fucking show up for that
No, of course. I wasn't trying to say that. But I think you get what I was saying. Yeah, is that, but like that's what I'm scared of right now.
What the fuck are we going to do? Yeah. So what the fuck are we supposed to do about that?
I don't know, because I truthfully didn't think it would happen.
Yeah, girl. And we've talked about this for months.
Yeah.
And I'm up your ass about it so
often.
I know.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I truthfully did not think it would go backwards
and now that
like
it's
that.
Here, it yeah. feels it, it, it. I don't want to say too late,
mm-hmm.
but in a sense, because when you say, "Oh, it's too late," people are like, "All right, then. No matter what I do, it's not going to fucking matter." Insert bystander effect.
Well, it is too late. People voted for who they voted for, and yeah. we can't control that.
That this was long before.
I'm
Trump
just
got
talking
back
out loud. I'm just talking out loud.
This is who we're putting as our mm-hmm. Senate, our House of Representatives.
I didn't
people,
vote for them,
and that's the thing. We didn't vote.
I voted for the governor.
And that's also, too, someone that's not backing us, mm-hmm. backing our,
but my
you
point,
know,
here's
agenda.
My point, and I feel like we're just, this is good, but something I thought of is my friends don't even really know, besides you, of what I truly do and don't do. Mm-hmm. For example, calling Casey out. She's like, well, maybe you should vote, blah, blah, blah. No, I do fucking vote. I don't vote for president if you ever listen to me. I refuse to vote for president, but I vote locally. I vote on school stuff because, you know what I mean? I vote for governor because these are the people that are going to do this, that are exactly doing the marriage thing. It is Idaho that's doing that, not any other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my issue is, but the problem is people all focus on voting for president and not what's actually going on in right here. Like, mm-hmm. that's my issue. Mm-hmm. So, but can't control that either, unfortunately.
Right. You can, but you can't. And that's the hard part, too, is like, I'm all for this divide between peaceful protest and violence is really the only language a lot of people listen to, especially the higher ups, mm-hmm. right? But at the end of the day, it is unity and making sure that we are coming together in our community. And I think a big, calm that I get in the storm when I speak to like our friends, Chelsea mm-hmm. and Christina, specifically about the fear that comes with what's to come, the unknown, and how tumultuous their behaviors are. These are the leaders of our country. Mm-hmm. And this is the way they're behaving. They're setting the precedent on how everybody in our country and others can behave. Mm-hmm. You have enough money and you're a big enough bully, you do whatever the fuck you want. That's a dangerous precedent. And so to find, one is a lot of just self-reflection on what you truly align with, what you believe in, and doing your own research and backing those, giving your money, your time, your energy to your backyard. And that's something Christina continually reiterates to me as she goes, you have to step away from the national and global aspect, and you have to go right to your backyard and your community, mm-hmm. your neighborhood, the things that you truly believe in. You need to scale that back out to locally. And that is where you're going to have the most sense of control and power. And quite frankly, a lot of these nationwide issues don't come, to your town of XYZ, wherever you're living. And so creating that sense of community and you really staying as focused as you can in your own element, in your own backyard, in your own village is where a lot of that calm and peace of mind. And the thing is, if enough of that happens, enough people come together and form these small, safe communities, that's power in numbers. And that also creates unity because my community will see your community and we need to combine because you're just the next neighborhood over. And that's where power in numbers and like-mindedness comes from. But it takes the power and the overwhelm out of nationally, we're fuckety fuck fucked. And right. fuck all you guys and racism and fascism and this fucking our government and your eggs are a fuck. I paid $10 for eggs the other day. I was like, God damn, this is so ironic, right? And all I can do is help my family make money so I can give it to the charities I believe in, back the communities that I love, which is my own, mm-hmm. and support what I can do here. And it gives me a little bit of calm and peace of mind. And it's really like the shred of hope I keep coming back to in humanity, because I really love humans and the amazing things that they can do and the way their mind works and how much love I've seen. And on that inverse, the evil that we can produce.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I'm finding a little bit more peace in, is I just have to look in my backyard for that control and something I can manage. And I'm really liking that. So that would be probably my advice, because, yeah, I definitely get caught up in
And I don't normally get caught up in this stuff. That's why I'm expressing this. And I typically just do my day-to-day shit. But
it's fucking scary.
What I think we're going to find in the next coming months or whatever, whatever happens with all these new laws and stuff, is you're going to see who truly does care about same-sex marriage, trans, whatever you want to, you know, any of these things that are going on. Because what I've noticed is when I bring up that we may lose, like, it might not be recognized that we're married in Idaho and stuff, to some people, like, it gets kind of weird. Mm-hmm. That I've noticed, to where it's like, huh, I knew some people, you know, I've had someone that, like, didn't show up to my wedding, like, because they didn't believe in that or whatever, like, in the past. But to kind of see that no one else is concerned besides, like, select people, that was interesting to kind of hear and observe. And I was like, huh. Okay, so you actually have your own thoughts in your mind that you've never expressed, because you love me. But not maybe.
I love you, just not the things you're doing.
Like, I'm not accusing anybody of this, but that's like what I'm kind of feeling. Yeah. And so I was just like, huh, that's interesting. And then, like, my parents swear by everything that they can't do that. And I've looked at them and been like, yes, they can. And they're so, and I don't want to say the word delusional, but they're so delusional that they truly believe that can't happen.
That you can't be friends with somebody and not support their lifestyle?
No, they can't. They think it that they're not, Idaho's not going to be able to do that. Take away.
Oh, I missed that vote. Yeah, sorry. The fuck they are. What no, the I'm fuck just, are you talking
this
about?
This is like, that's verbatim. Crazy. They're like, they can't do that
they
to you.
They can. And they're actively like, doing it right now. It's reached the house. Yes, they can. Yes, babes. It's in motion. Yep. They're just getting the little good job stamp sticker. Yeah, that's all they're waiting
but
on.
But that's
right
what
now.
I'm saying. They truly,
because all of the representatives in their have minds said, think, it comes to us, we're going to pass it. It comes to us, we're going to pass it. Mm-hmm. It comes to us, we're going to give you a good job sticker on getting it up here so fast.
So,
because if it's a bipartisan agreement, we all don't fucking line on, because America's founded on the backs of fucking bullshit, racism, genocide, and fucking divide. And so, of course, if you can have a bipartisan agreement on banning a social media act that allows freedom of speech and for people to collectively communicate against, you know, the status quo or the narrative, you have rights of people and having people think that they are individuals and you control, of course you're going to want to. Yeah, we agree that it's a sense of control from our government and they all agree on that shit. So that sucks to, you know, to hear. I think it's hard too, because it's this balance of, and when I was on a date the other night, this balance of.
Oh, the date you went on with the person with autism?
And I struggle with this too. Kidding. Yeah, speaking of people with autism, I was like, I like it, but fuck. I likes me some autism, dude. I do, but that guy was fucking crooked.
Hey.
We'll get there in a second. Let me finish this train of thought here. Because what's happening is, and I think I've said it on here before, but I say this a lot in our private conversations, which is when you choose to vote for somebody like Donald Trump, you are now making it an issue of values. And that's what I have struggled with, is I have close friends to me that I love that have voted for that man, saying out loud verbally that you align somebody who aligns with the KKK. You voted for the same person who voted for the KKK. You voted for a sexist. You voted for a racist. You voted for a fascist. These are not opinions. These are facts. These are things that he has done. You're voting for somebody who is morally not a good person, fundamentally and politically corrupt. He's a felon. Not saying all felons are bad, but he has shown his colors throughout his entire career as a businessman, as a man of God, and as a politician. And there are very few, the pros and cons are very few and far between when it comes to the pros, right? and a lot when it comes to the cons. And you're saying, I align with that. I back that. And I double down still to this day on what he's showing us out there, showing us actively right now in the last 5-6 days of him in office, the activities he's showing. And so now you're forcing me, your friend, to say, I know that your actions and how you live your life and who you back doesn't define you as a person. But fuck, where's the line drawn? Where do I draw the line to where morally and when it comes to our core values and fundamentally who we are as people, I don't know if I can have a relationship with you. And in order to have a relationship with you, all politics have to be off the table. All talks about equality, feminism, deportation have to be off the table. There can't be any conflict or confrontation when we're together. There's an elephant in the room now. So I have to play a blind's eye to the people that you advocate for when they represent all the things that don't that I don't align with on a moral level, no longer political, morality and what human to human and what love looks like and good looks like. We have a fundamental core value misalignment, and it is very difficult for me. So what do we do in our friend group? We don't fucking talk about it. We talk about it with the like-minded aspects of our friend group, but I'm struggling with that, with people in my life that I love. And I have a podcast that says you can have a difference of opinion and still be friends. You can be different religions and different morals and views and still have a conversation. You can still sit and be besties. You can still sit and be people who coexist together. And I am up against this conundrum, this hypocrisy.
Yeah, and I'll hit you with this because this is what how I feel about that, because obviously I did not vote for Trump, thank God. Oh wait, sorry, I don't believe in God. Thank the universe. The problem is you don't know if any other president was the same as Trump. It's just he tells you all of this. He literally says outright all of these things and people still vote for him, which is the problem, right? They're aware of all the things that he says and does. And they're like, yeah, well, he says dumb stuff, but I still vote.
He's transparent.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so wild, I but think he tells the truth.
I think that will help maybe help you in your mind that he is just outright says it and they like that for some reason. But the other presidents or politicians, not just presidents, Congress people, they just know how to say things and be professional and be all that. He does not care because he's still going to win, right? That's how his ego is so high or so big, I mean. But that's what I want you to take into account is all of those people are corrupt. All of those people are bad. That's my own opinion. You don't have to – I'm just saying everyone is bad. There might be one or two that are might be good. I don't know them, to be honest. But I'm going to tell you they're all corrupt and they're all –
yeah, well, the whole system needs to be
all corrupt. Yeah, so I think maybe that might help you. I don't know if that gives you a peace of mind, but anybody can put on a fake face and tell you, oh, I would never do that. And so I saw something, somebody talking about it, and they said, I've realized and I've figured it out of why so many people voted for him, and now they regret it, right, with everything that's coming through. Not everyone, but some. Is that he, because of how honest he was, they like that. And they're like, oh, he's telling us exactly what he's going to do. And they think, they truly think he cares about them. That's the delusion that people are falling into, that they truly think he is doing this for them. And I watched this guy talk about it and I was like, shit, that's kind of a psychology to it. It's almost close to brainwashing, but you know what I mean? Like
that's propaganda, absolutely.
But I'm just saying that's what he was saying is that's why.
This is honestly, historically, what a lot of people have done, dictators or otherwise.
Yeah.
But the hard part I struggle with is, yeah, I agree. Politics, the hard part is people correlate politics with snake, just nasty, right? In this country.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. He does have quite this je ne sais quoi when it comes to the propaganda.
We're going to do this. And then he turns.
The best crazy part is I would say 45 to 50% of the shit that comes out of his mouth is in fact debunked, not true, fact-checked, real-time, false.
And then they present that to him.
Yeah. That this is a false narrative. No accountability. Mm-mm. No setting the record straight. And then when it comes to specifically in this last election and the one prior, we have the element of at least that leader takes accountability, whether it's authentic or otherwise. Mm-hmm. But they are not spewing diarrhea out their fucking mouth to save time on a debate. And I think that's the difficult part is
vote for me. I'm gonna make groceries cheaper. That's literally nutty to me. That's what I'm explaining.
I can't spend less than $10 on fucking eggs, but we have more mass deportation fucking issues on my desk. Like, this is nuts to me. Here nor there, I want to leave with a call to action, which is just look in your own backyard and find two things that you can designate your time, effort, and energy to that's in your own community. Give yourself a sense of control within this political uproar. That's mm-hmm. my CTA there.
And don't be fear-based.
Don't be fear-based because, quite frankly, it's draining and it's exhausting and it ages you. And we're in this for a few more years, people. I'm just as scared. I'm just as
worried.
What
do you do if your wife voted for Trump? Like, what do you
Technically
do?
Technically, you're single if you think about it. If you're married, I don't know. But glass half full. If your marriage is technically annulled, back on the market, baby. Like, you know, if we can't laugh, we can't heal.
No, that was a good one.
TM. Can't laugh, you can't fucking
heal. She's not
heal.
Getting a Valentine's Day gift.
Fuck.
She doesn't get one anyways.
We'll get out of the political rant. Yeah, quite sorry. Frankly, I didn't come to the table today with a political rant in my back pocket, and I wish I had because there's
Did
a bunch
I sound
of shit.
Okay? Because I don't normally
I'll
talk about
know.
Sean?
We'll play it back. Shit. So, you know, and that, I think that's the hard part is like keeping away from the facts and stats on that. Just going straight off what, you know,
yeah,
what
it's
is.
What
I'm
our thoughts are, not
I'm
like
nervous,
back in 2012. I don't know
I'm
any
nervous,
of that.
I'm scared. And I just wish people would have, I just wish people would love each other more.
Do you think it's going to turn into Handmaid's Tale?
I fucking hope not. I don't want to manifest that, but.
No, I just been, it's all over TikTok.
Yeah. It's definitely worrisome, I'll tell you that.
But again, it's people trying to spin a narrative to where we're going to fall into that and we're going to be scared the whole time, too.
I just want to shut up.
Because that's a really bad show. It's a really bad show. Don't watch it right now, honestly. Don't fall into that. It's rough. It's hard to watch.
I just want to love, baby. Yeah. Like, that's been my biggest thing.
You just want to love Valentine's Day.
I just want to be loved. I just want people to love on me.
I just want to make love, be loved.
That's the thing. I'm such a fucking hippie, dude. Back in the day, I totally would have been just a nasty, dirty girl hippie, for sure. Living in a fucking caravan.
Being naked, just building houses and shit.
Just swaying in the wind. It reminds me of like fucking Without a Paddle. You got those two bitches living up in a tree.
Oh, yeah. And their like, poop is all over
the bags. And we are living in Earth Child for 378 days. Or like whatever the quote is. That would be fucking me. But in conclusion, thanks for joining us on this fucking episode.
Hit us on YouTube. Fucking
smash
really
that like button.
On Instagram. Fucking scroll follow. On about us on TikTok.
Follow.
And we're also on Threads.
Yeah, if you want to buy a she fine, they fine, ooh. We fine, because fuck legislature, we see you. Whatever you want to be called, fine. Just go to our website, realtalksundays.com. We have a swag store as well. Check us out, see what you wanted to, you know, what you want to order. But for our song and artist of the week, I chose Body Language by Abel Hart, or Abel Hart Mini. I really like this guy. He's an independent artist from Philadelphia. His real name is John Passiola. And his mom was always like, oh, you can do anything your heart desired. So his stage name as he presented was Abel Hart. And he really has come up. I found him on TikTok. And then B had reintroduced him and had recommended him and put him on our curated list of, you know, of Real Talk Sunday songs. So he was like, I really like this guy. I was like, fuck, I've heard this guy too. He's got a vibe to him. He's very uppity. He's very light. He's very positive. And I found too, I think the biggest one, he started coming up too because he's a singer, songwriter, and producer, but he also ghost wrote for the Jonas Brothers, the song Greenlight.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
When he was younger, when he was 15, he was actually like a semi-pro snowboarder, and then he got in a really nasty accident, right? Kind of put an end to that career, lickety split, when he was 15. So he started getting, into drugs, depression, you know, just because when you're healing from that shit, sometimes you get addicted. And then his music kind of came as an evolution from a lot of those experiences, which I really enjoyed listening to. But social media, he's been building his fucking back on social media. TikTok and Instagram have been huge platforms for this guy. And my favorite thing that he's been doing, he did this for one song and he's been encouraging and, you know, planting the seed. He's going to do more, but he is tuning his music to specific hurts that align with his message. So like, for example, Abel Heart Money is at an abundance frequency of 880 hertz. And people will tell you a lot too in somatics where you can align certain tonalities or hertz or frequencies to heal pain, to target certain things. You've talked
about this before.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big one. Honestly, this deserves an entire episode. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. And I am clit deep in this shit. I love it. It's one of my hobbies I like to tinker with. And Chelsea as well. We go off on nerd tangents about it. But like, frequencies, Reiki work, like tones, like do not sleep on that. That not only is it science and biology, but it's fucking factual. But I just loved it too. It's a great song. It's fucking punchy. This guy's a vibe. But the song that I'm doing is Body Language, because every time I hear it, my kids love it. We just vibe to it. So Body Language by Abel Heart. And thank you for joining us on this random hot take episode of Real Talk Sundays. We'll see you next time. Yow.